Sally is currently in a cycle of rapid intensification, feeding on the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. So how strong does this get as it approaches the central Gulf Coast between now and tomorrow? There's still a big question about that. It's a Category 1 hurricane now. I think at least Category 2 as we roll through the next 24 hours. The problem with Sally, though, it is going to slow down as it approaches the central Gulf Coast. So that gives it more time to strengthen. Also will mean a lot of rainfall. That is going to be the greatest threat to the central Gulf Coast from this system. You're going to have not just storm surge associated with salt water moving inland with Sally, but because of Sally's slow motion, there could be 10 to 15 inches of rainfall. Isolated spots could see as much as 20 inches of rainfall. Right now, there are five active systems in the Atlantic Basin. Along with Sally, there's Paulette, Renee, Teddy. We also have Vicky out in the Atlantic. This is the first time since the 1970s that we've had five simultaneous systems spinning in the Atlantic Basin. So records are being broken there. Records also broken as far as how fast we have gotten through the list. There is only one name left on the official 2020 Atlantic hurricane season list. That is Wilfred. We could have a Wilfred by the end of the week, and once we're done with that, we start the Greek alphabet, starting with alpha, then beta, then gamma. That's only happened once in recorded history, back in the historic season of 2005, and it's looking more and more likely that we'll get into the Greek alphabet maybe as early as a week from today. We're right now in the heart of hurricane season. The historic peak of hurricane season occurred last week on September 10th, but this is it. Now through mid-October, it's going to be one tropical wave after another coming off the west coast of Africa. Not saying that every single tropical wave coming off of Africa will be a depression or named storm, but we'll have to watch every single one of them, as atmospherically, this is about as good as it gets for hurricane development on top of above average water temperatures over much of the Gulf of Mexico and portions of the Atlantic. We're currently in a La Nina weather pattern. La Nina weather pattern promotes busier hurricane seasons because of a lack of wind shear or a lack of wind above the surface that can sometimes destroy tropical systems. We just don't have a whole lot of that going on. And that's why we anticipate the hurricane season to continue. And we may have several named storms in that Greek alphabet